today, March 30th.
30th.
Committee on Rules. We do not have a quorum yet, so we're going to be acting in subcommittee to hear public testimony. But ask the committee administrator ask who we're going to have testify this evening, and then we'll hook them up via telephone.
Sure. Before the committee, we'll have James Brown and Sharon Rudy. Those are appointees to the State Parks and Recreation Committee, followed by Lynn Lundquist and Lorenzo Poe, who are appointees to the Quality Education Commission, and then Joshua Marquis and Eva Temple, who are appointees to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission.
And as the committee will know, the chair has decided to approach executive appointments a little differently. This is mostly for the record, but I don't think Senator Farrelly and I have discussed this yet. But what we are doing is doing public hearings on new appointments, waiving the appearances on reappointments. But if anybody wishes to testify on the reappointments, we're very happy to take public testimony. And then in a week or two, we'll actually move into work session. But we wanted to give a thorough opportunity for members to review and Google and whatever they need to do on these executive appointments so that folks feel like they have all the information they need. So with that, we'll go ahead and move into public hearing on the State Parks and Recreation Committee. We are in subcommittee, and would you please dial?
Sure. I have a list of phone numbers right here.
Can we do Jim and Sharon together? Do you know how to do that?
I don't think we have conference capability.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be James Brown.
Okay.
What did I just do?
503.
No, 509.
Oh.
509.
You didn't do.
Oh, he's in Spokane.
Okay.
Okay. 3463. Okay.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong number. I was looking at the lower number.
Okay.
That's time I tell you what to do.
Got it.
Hi, can you connect me with James Brown in room 4, please?
Yes, just a second.
Thanks.
That's correct. Public hearings. If you're here, we could do.
This is Jim Brown.
Mr. Brown, this is Kate Brown. I'm chair of the Rules Committee. Welcome to your Rules Committee. We are now officially in quorum, so we are in full committee. And for the record, while my father is named Jim Brown, it's my understanding you and I are not related. Is that correct?
We're a big clan.
Okay. We're wanting to know why you wish to participate and be a member of the State Parks and Recreation Commission, and we'd also like to have you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, thank you. Madam Chair, my name is Jim Brown. I'm a resident of Salem, Oregon. And first off, let me thank you for doing this by phone. I'm about an hour north of Spokane, Washington, so it would have been pretty difficult for me to have made your meeting tonight. So I appreciate your willingness to do this by phone. A little bit about my background. I worked in Oregon State Government for approximately 38 years, 36 of those for the Oregon Department of Forestry. And the last 16 and a half years there, I was the director of the agency, also known as the State Forester. And then for the last year and a half of my career, I was the governor's natural resource policy director. I had, in terms of my interest in the Parks Commission, there's actually two or three reasons I'm interested. One is I've always enjoyed the public policy making process. And really that's part of the reason I pursued that sort of a career with the Oregon Department of Forestry. And I particularly, with your came to appreciate the Boards and Commissions policy that Oregon has used, particularly for its natural resource agencies. I think that form of public involvement leads to good decisions that represent the public interest, and I'm interested in, you know, contributing towards that. Specifically to the Parks Commission, My wife and I have long been users of the Oregon Park system, both the AU system as well as the camping system. Likewise, we've been users of the commercial camping facilities as well. But I think that Oregon has a reputation of having a very fine park system. And I think as our population grows, I think we need to begin to think about how do we provide facilities for the public and do it again in a way that is in the broad public interest. And I have an interest in participating in that conversation.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Brown? Senator Atkinson says no. Senator Farrielly says no. Thank you. I have nothing further. We really appreciate your willingness to serve on behalf of the continuing your service on behalf of the state, and we hope that you travel safely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. For the committee's information, did we lose Senator Johnson? For the committee's information, we are just doing public hearing only on the executive appointments. The chair would like to move bill drafts and legislative concepts. So if you wish to leave Senator Atkinson, we can pull Senator Ringo in to do that later. Or are you willing to do them now?
I'm ready to do them now.
Okay.
However, you can use me, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right. So, oops. I hit the phone instead of leaving. We're going to close the public hearing on the Parks and Recreation Committee and open a work session.
I do that.
I'm sorry?
Can I borrow the gavel on the phone real quick?
Sure. All right, we're opening a work session on legislative concepts for drafting and bill introductions. Ms. Administrator, do you have anything for us, or do you want me to just proceed?
No, I have nothing in particular, Madam Chair. Everyone should have a memo that outlines in brief all of the concepts and LC drafts that you're going to be introducing, with the exception of LC 3466 relating to telecommunications providers.
Okay. So the chair would move the following, that a bill related to the acquisition and management of real property for the purpose of maintaining working forests to generate revenue for higher education in the state of Oregon be introduced as a legislative concept for drafting by LC and be introduced as a committee measure, and then the following LC drafts for introduction as committee measures: LC 2368, LC 2721, LC 3467, LC 3466, LC 3493, LC 3520, LC 3523, LC 3524, LC 3525, LC 3526, LC 3530, LC 3536, LC 3540. Is there any discussion?
Caveats.
The caveats are that your vote in support of the drafting and introduction of these measures is not an indication of your either support or opposition to these measures, and that introduction of these measures, I guarantee, will not delay the end of the legislative session. Any further discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, a motion carries. Senator Atkinson, thank you for your very important appearance tonight. And please note for the record that Senator Shields appeared and did not object to the chair's motion.
I never object to anything you did.
Thank you, Senator Shields. I wish everyone felt that way. With that, we're going to go back to public hearing on, did we lose Senator Johnson? On State Parks and Recreation, and ask that Ms. Sharon Rudy, thank you, be available to testify. Do you want to give me a phone number? Okay, yes, I know how to do this part. Okay, if you can find, okay. Sarah Shields, just for your information. Oh, there she is. Okay. Chair closes the public hearing on State Parks and Recreation Commission and opens a public hearing on the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission. Ask Senator Johnson to come forward. Do you wish to have Mr. Marquis testify?
Yes, please, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Josh Marquette.
Mr. Marquette, this is Senator Brown. Good evening and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. I have at the dais, I have Senator Frank Shields, Senator Ted Farrioli, and Senator Betsy Johnson present. So, welcome.
Thank you for allowing me to appear by phone.
We're allowing everyone to appear by phone tonight, so don't think you're getting anything special.
Okay, well, my leg's broken, if that helps.
It does help greatly. At least you have an excuse. Would you please tell us why you would like to serve on the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, and also tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I've lived in Oregon, I think, 42 of my 52 years. I grew up and went to grade school in Eugene. I went to the University of Oregon undergraduate law school, and I've worked in four prosecutor's offices across the state of Oregon in the last over 25 years, Eugene, Newport, Bend, and for the last 11 years, I was appointed by Governor Roberts to be the district attorney, and I've been reelected three times. I spent almost 2 years as a criminal defense lawyer in Eugene, and I've been passionately involved in the justice system basically all my adult life since really the middle of my undergraduate career at the University of Oregon. The Criminal Justice Commission has always been a key player in helping formulate criminal justice policy, and based on the recommendations of the governor's task force that Hardy Myers chaired, it's going to be even more important. I'd like to think that as an elected district attorney, I know I have the confidence of my fellow prosecutors, and I'm hoping I can bring a state law perspective from that particular angle to the Criminal Justice Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Marquis. Just for the record, Senator Charlie Ringo has joined. Now, I'm going to ask you a question about your passion. I'm well aware of your passionate advocacy in the criminal justice system. Some of my members have expressed concern to me about the extent of your passion and concern about your ability to bring the parties together on the Criminal Justice Commission and your ability to play a moderating role on the commission. Could you please respond to that?
Well, I'm passionate about justice, and I don't think there's anybody probably who cares a lot. So I don't see that as particularly polarizing. I've worked on committees with defense attorneys. We don't always agree on some of the issues. Like, some of us may support Measure 11 and others may not. I've been president. I was president of the Oregon District Attorneys Association 4 years ago, and in that role, I had to sit on a lot of committees. I've served on a number of committees of the Oregon State Bar, and I've already been attending, because my nomination has been sort of pending for about 5 months, I've been attending many of the meetings already of the Criminal Justice Commission, but just not voting. And as the members, at least the ones I know thus far, I seem to be working very well with, and I think I think they bring a lot of wealth of experience. It's very different from the kind of experience that I bring to the table.
Okay, thank you. Senator Johnson, do you have any questions?
I have no questions for the nominee.
Anybody else have any questions? Thank you, Mr. Marquis. Since you're testifying by phone, just so you know, Representative Deborah Boone has also wanted to testify on behalf of your appointment. I'm going to ask her to come forward while you're on the phone.
Good afternoon, Chair, members of the committee, and hi, Josh. I can speak to Josh's broken leg. I made him drag me through his crowded office the other day when I was in the district, in Betsy's district. I would like to speak in support of this appointment. I think that he would bring a very interesting touch to this commission, and he is passionate about justice, and I think that, you know, what you see is what you get with Josh. He's honest, he's effective, he's controversial at times, but always interesting, never boring, and he'll leave you breathless if you come and visit his office.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Boone.
Madam Chair, thank you for the courtesy of allowing me to join the panel, and I don't want my lack of questions to reflect a lack of enthusiasm for this candidate. I have had the opportunity to work very closely with him in the community. I believe that these boards and commissions are exactly the venue where differing perspectives on some of the weighty issues before the state ought to be worked out by people with expertise in the issue area. And so I didn't want my lack of questions to appear to be a failure to support this nominee. I think he would be an excellent candidate, and I look forward to the committee's favorable review of his credentials.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Your presence here speaks more than a thousand words. Mr. Markey, just for your information, in the past, the Rules Committee has gone into work session. We are sort of changing our protocol now and simply hearing appointments, letting the appointments sit, and so that there, if there's any new information that come forward on appointees, like recent articles in the Willamette Week, we can consider those.
Oh, well, you can get quoting with my face on it.
We can consider those.
Underwear.
But we're not going to move forward, so don't take it personally, but we will be in touch. Anything else for this appointee? We appreciate your willingness to serve the state, Mr. Markey.
Thank you very much for allowing me to appear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that will close the public hearing on the Criminal Justice Commission. We're going to open a public hearing on State Parks and Recreation Commission, and I'm going to call Ms. Sharon Rudy.
Madam Chair, with your kind permission, I'm going to excuse myself. I appreciate the courtesy of allowing me to join you.
We appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule.
We have to stay. I think she should stay.
That's the rule on rules.
Oh, that's the rule on rules? Is not the chair more equal to among equals so that she could grant me dispensation?
Depends what you call her.
Be allowed to leave.
Call her Madam Chair.
Hello.
That's a real estate.
Hi. May I have extension 19, please?
That's Sharon Rudy.
That's correct.
Yeah, just a second. She's just coming back.
Sure. Thank you.
Is John Lorenzo for some appointment?
Just a second.
I will remind members that we are on the record.
This is Sharon Rudy.
Thank you, Ms. Rudy. This is Senator Kate Brown. Good evening, and welcome to your Senate Rules Committee.
Well, thank you.
We have Senator Ringo, our Committee Administrator Tiffany Harris, and myself, and Senator Frank Shields at the dais.
Okay.
You are on speakerphone, and so you're being recorded, and you're probably your testimony is all over the building. So just you're giving public testimony. So just to forewarn you.
Okay. Thank you.
We're calling to ask you why you would like to serve on the State Parks and Recreation Commission, and what your qualifications and interests are.
Well, I, you know, just being an Oregon citizen, my family was coming to Oregon to partake in your park and recreation as a child, so I remembered that very well. We've lived in Oregon since 1976, and we enjoy the park system very much. There's just the Oregon, the park system here, our state, is just such a jewel for our state to bring revenue in, and people from all over the world, as you well know, flock here to enjoy their beautiful park system. So I would be quite honored, I am quite honored to even be considered, but I would love to, you know, part of the process.
Thank you.
I'm on the Planning Commission now. It's my third term here, so mm-hmm. I've had some experience in being a public servant and economic development, those types of things.
Are you planning on continuing your commitment on the Planning Commission?
I don't need to. No, I've served three terms, and you know, I haven't told anybody about this, you know, possible appointment. So I can terminate that if it's a conflict. Yes.
Okay. And you're currently employed?
Yes. I'm a broker, real estate broker. I have been in Oregon for 15 years.
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions from the committee? Thank you. I don't think anybody has any questions. Is there anybody in the audience wishing to testify in this appointment? We have, frankly, Ms. Rudy, very few people in the audience, and none of them are wishing to testify. So,
okay.
You do, Mr. Warner? Okay. We have Mr. Warner from Baker who's wishing to testify.
Okay. Is that Fred Warner?
No, it's his younger brother,
oh.
Chris.
Okay.
So he says to say hello.
Okay. Hello.
Thank you very much.
You're sure welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, and just yes. For your information, we're just doing public hearings tonight. We'll probably do our work session in a week or so. So someone from the governor's office will notify you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
What does he wish to do? Right? Okay. No. I'm going to do I'm opening, closing the hearing on State Parks and Recreation Commission and opening hearing on the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission. We are calling Ms. Eva Temple.
Mossbaum and O'Hanlon.
Hi. Okay, may we speak to Ms. Eva Temple, please?
May I tell her who's calling?
Senator Kate Brown.
Thank you. Just one moment.
I'm surprised the office is open so late. Craig, do you want to come forward?
Hello, this is Eva Temple.
Hi, Eva Temple. This is Kate Brown. How are you today?
I'm just fine.
Good. I have you on speakerphone sitting at the committee, or my colleague, Senator Farioli, Senators Ringo, and Senator Shields. At the witness table, we have Mr. Craig Prinz, and just asking you to tell us why you would like to be on the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission and about your qualifications.
Okay. Initially, I was contacted about this by a friend, Steve Corey, as an opportunity to serve, and it was an area I was definitely interested in. I was formerly a public defender. I really don't practice criminal law anymore, but in Pendleton, where I primarily work in our region, the Criminal Justice Commission has a lot of impact because we have two large prisons, and we have a lot of criminal law issues that seem to be coming up constantly related to meth labs and treatment and recidivism. And so I felt like this was a great opportunity to serve both my local community and the state, and be able to work with the Criminal Justice Commission on dealing with some of these issues of the cost of prisons versus, you know, the need to have prisons and incarceration to prevent crime and improve the situation here in Oregon. My qualifications are I don't know exactly what you may have before you as far as my application and resume and things.
I actually have your resume. You are a lawyer, is my understanding.
That's correct.
And you have done criminal defense work, but you're not currently doing criminal defense work?
Not primarily. Occasionally. But primarily now I'm doing civil litigation. So while I have some contact with criminal defense work, I mostly don't do that anymore. So I wouldn't want to mislead the committee and say that I'm still practicing as a criminal defense attorney.
And are you still with the Mossbaum firm?
That's correct.
And my recollection is that that is the brother of a former legislator. Is that correct, David Baum?
Yes, and Ray Baum was my partner until he became a public utilities commissioner.
Okay. All right. We won't hold it against you. Any questions for Ms. Temple? Okay. Well, we appreciate your willingness to serve. I know one of the difficulties for folks from Central and Eastern Oregon is the distance, and I'm hoping that we get to the position where our boards and commissions allow a lot of flexibility, like allowing you to participate through teleconferencing, video conferencing, and phone conferencing like we're doing today, so folks from throughout the state can feel a part of their state government. So we appreciate your willingness to participate this afternoon on phone. If you wish to, we can keep you on the line while Mr. Prinz testifies.
Actually, I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Prinz, take it away.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Craig Prinz, I'm the Executive Director of the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission. I'm thrilled that Ms. Temple is willing to serve with the commission as we've tried to look at really expanding the diversity of the viewpoints on the commission to include people from Eastern Oregon, Central Oregon, people who have defense experience and not just prosecutorial experience. I really think through my conversations with Ms. Temple, she mentioned her interests in, as she's mentioned, the Pendleton area and her interests in what's going on there. And I'm just thrilled that she'd be willing to participate. My discussions with her, I think that she'll be a great addition, and we will certainly try to work with her because I just did make the drive to Pendleton. I know it's a pretty long one from Salem, so we'll try to make that as easy as possible.
And Ms. Demel, it looks like you're basically the sole representative of Eastern and Central Oregon. Most of the other folks on this commission are either from the Valley or Southern Oregon. So you are representing most of the state. So we appreciate your willingness to do that. So
thank you.
Thank you. We also appreciate the governor's office working hard to geographically diversify these boards and commissions, along with diversifying in terms of gender and race. So with that, we're going to turn you off, and we really appreciate your time, and thanks for being here tonight.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, do you want to say anything about that? Okay, thanks. That will close the public hearing on the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission and open a public hearing on the Quality Education Commission. I am calling first Mr. Lynn Lundquist.
QT. And teasing. We have to lighten up after, you know.
Okay, all right.
Hi, this is Lynn.
Hi, Mr. Lundquist. This is Senator Brown calling from your Senate Committee on Rules.
Yes.
I had until this a few minutes ago at the dais Senator Shields, Senator Farioli, myself, and our committee administrator. We've opened a public hearing on the Quality Education Commission and just asking you to tell us why you would like to serve on this commission and what you think your qualifications are.
Okay, hang on just a minute. I'm just getting in the car.
Okay.
Well, as most of you know, I did sort of author the called education model back in 1997-98. Since that time, I have gone to all of the, most of the commission hearings and meetings, not because I don't wish this, because I had an interest in it. I certainly, the whole concept behind the commission, and I've been just a little bit, excuse me, at odds with how we have done the last couple interns, because I don't think that on the best practices portion of it, whereby we might be able to find efficiencies in the system, that has been, I guess, pursued as heavily as I thought it should be. Let me give you an example. For putting the elementary grades, where the outcomes based on the percentage of students meeting standards are relatively high, I'm not sure that we have in the prototype model for the grade school have put into that base model all of the efficiencies that have developed over time. I just think that helps make it, what I would say, more acceptable and more realistic in regard to the funding that we have available for within our state general fund. So I have a huge interest in education. I've been pursuing that for a long period of time, and it'd be certainly going to ask me specific questions.
Thank you. Mr. Lundquist, could you talk a little bit about how you see the Quality Education Commission being used as a tool for the legislature to solve the school funding issues, or do you see it otherwise?
Well, first of all, the purpose of the Quality Education Model, which the Commission is responsible for, was designed to, for the first time, give the legislature a tool whereby they could see the connection between resources and outcomes. Trying to come up with a number for K-12 that was based on 31 and 16 to actually give us some degree of, business approach to what resources are necessary to meet those standards. Okay, moving on then to the question about should the commission be responsible for funding K-12 That is not the role of the commission. The commission is to identify the resources and the outcomes associated with that, and to find all the efficiencies and all of the those kind of things that we can. But to say that the commission should be charged with determining how to fund K-12, that was never a criteria of that. I'd go one step further and say that Senator Marsh's bill, I believe it's Senate Bill 38, that would charge the commission to, you know, go in a little different vein, if you will, from the standpoint of focusing on what resources are necessary to meet given outcomes. His idea is to take the resources available and how could we most effectively use that given finite pie of resources. And I certainly support Senate Bill 38 because I think that's a role that the commission can play and should play. And I think that to complete the circle, then if we find a better way to utilize those resources, that should be turned into the college education model itself, which should reduce the total overall requirements.
Thank you. I appreciate your willingness to serve the state. Are there any other questions from the committee? I'm getting a nodding head to no. So, Mr. Lundquist, unless I see anyone else in the audience interested in testifying on the Quality Education Commission appointment of Mr. Lynn Lundquist, and I get a thumbs up from Mr. James Sager in the back of the room. Mr. Lundquist, we really appreciate your time, and we will be moving forward into work session in the next week or so. Okay?
Good. Thank you very much
for
the opportunity to call in.
Great to talk to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm doing pretty well on this phone stuff. I know you're surprised.
No.
We're surprised.
Hello?
Hello? Mr. Poe?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is State Senator Kate Brown. How are you?
I'm fine, Senator Brown. How are you this evening?
I'm good. We are here in the Senate Rules Committee, and I have a couple members at the dais with me, Senator Frank Shields, Senator Ted Ferrioli, and our committee administrator.
Hello.
And we're just doing a public hearing here to find out why you would like to serve on the Quality Education Commission. And I'm fairly familiar with your qualifications, but I think other folks would like to hear about why, what the qualifications and skills you bring to the commission.
Both are professional and personal. As some might know, I'm currently a member of Portland Public School Board. I'm the ex-chair of the board. My term will be up in June, and I'll be stepping down off the Portland Board. I decided not to seek a second term. My professional capacity, I'm director of the county's Department of Schools and Community Partnerships, so education and the acquisition of a quality education has always been a very important issue for me. And where the opportunity came up to have a chance to serve my state in that capacity, I surely agreed to seek that kind of opportunity.
Thank you, and we really appreciate your service on the Portland School Board. I can't think of a more thankless task, and you have done just a really incredible job. Are you familiar with the Quality Education Commission and the role that it plays?
I've been made a number of its roles and really looking at the best practices and setting standards for what kind of models of quality education and its costing methods to be employed by the state as a prototype and a series of, as you would put it, designed by which the state can look at and efforts to help our children achieve certain standards.
Thank you. Other questions from the committee? Senator Shields.
Not any particular questions, just a hello to a guy that I do know.
Okay.
Hi, Senator Shields. Good to hear your voice.
Well, we appreciate your willingness taking time out of your schedule today, and we are just wrapping up public hearings today, and we'll probably do a work session in a week or so down the road, and someone from the governor's office will let you know kind of what the status. But assuming we have the votes on the committee, we'll send your appointment to the floor. The Senate would confirm, and I assume Ms. Nancy Gosterand would get in touch with you at that point. Okay?
Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much, Mr. Poe. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Any further testimony on the Quality Education Commission? Hearing and seeing none, the chair closes the work, the public hearing, opens a public hearing on the following executive appointments: State Fish and Wildlife Commission, State Parks and Recreation Commission, Quality Education Commission, Health Services Commission, Physical Therapy Licensing Board, State Board of Tax Practitioners. I waived all the appearance because they're reappointments, but wanting to know if there's anyone in the audience or any concerns that committee members wish to raise. Hearing and seeing none, close the public hearing on the reappointments to the priorly mentioned commissions. Any other business to come before the committee? I'm seeing nodding heads. A committee administrator says no. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you all very much for being here today.
Thank you.